California. The P.O. Box is up on Infowars.com. Please mail us that. You can block out your son's name if you'd like. Tell folks about the package that they were given. And, again, you can just Google Schools Adopt Obama Curriculum. You can read about it nationwide. Again, showing the federal control. That's what the federal standardization is about. It's all been federal for a long time. But, see, they call it the Patriot Act. It's unpatriotic. They call it the Landowner's Bill of Rights. But it's not a Bill of Rights. It takes your rights fraudulently. They call all these things one thing, but it's the opposite. They call the school districts independent school districts. They're not independent. They're federally controlled. Let's go ahead and go back to Lance in California. Do you have that packet in front of you?
I didn't. My son had to turn it in the following day, actually, but I do remember some of the statements that just made.
That's even worse. In England and now in the U.S., they have them fill out dossiers in most public schools in the 6th or 7th grade with a deputized BATF local sheriff, deputy, or police officer paid by the feds to be there. They have them write dossiers on their home life, and that's never given to the parents. But I'm sorry, I was interrupting. Go ahead.
No, that's okay, Alex. I was just saying, my son did have to return it, so hopefully I will get it back, but I don't get a lot of work that he does back from the teacher.
Well, now the Army is recruiting the young people in under federal law. The recruiters have offices in many of the schools, and they're there pushing the kids, and they were caught in Denver, they were caught in Houston, they were caught in Detroit, they were caught in New York. It's been all over the news. I see it every few weeks, and then the parents record them. Because they'll call their say 16-year-old and say, if you don't sign an agreement that when you're 17 or 18 you go in the military, I'm going to have you arrested. It's the law. You sign that agreement when there's no law. In fact, people don't believe me. Pull that up. Google recruiter threatens teen with jail. And I think that was one of the headlines out of Houston. And then you can hear him on the phone going, I'll have you arrested. You have to sign this agreement. Now, again, just like, I'll have you arrested. You got to take these vaccines. It's criminal government. They're a bunch of lying scumbags. And everybody should be angry. They're taking your children from you. I've got what they give the children in Austin schools right here. I'm going to get into this later with the Army, but go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we should be getting angry. And what's happening is I notice there's a lot of character assassination from the other side instead of just confronting and discussing the facts as they are. And I like to compare what's happening to the general American public in general to the you've probably heard of the frog that is placed in a pot of water, and you turn on the heat real slow. You don't go fast, but that frog will not jump out, but it will boil to death as the heat is slowly turned up.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, 2009, fill your life with endless possibilities. So in the public schools, they offered them $40,000 signing bonus to sign up for this. Now, an economy where they can't even get a job flipping hamburgers right now. I've seen reports where in one case in Las Vegas, and there was another case I saw in Salt Lake City, where 1,000 people show up at a McDonald's for a $7 an hour job, as if you can live on that. Look at this. Fill your life with endless possibilities, Army. But see, even if they destroy the economy, if we had strong families, we could all live in houses together like the illegal aliens do and make it. But see, they're not going to allow that. They're going to destroy the economy and make you join the youth brigades, make you join the Army, make you join the military. I'm going to go through this if we take some calls when we get back. This is just absolutely sickening what's going on. By the way, folks, they shoot you up with enough vaccines to kill an elephant once you join the military. Just that alone. And they use experimental vaccines on you. That's a violation of federal law. And they're supposed to give you consent, but they have a little waiver in there if it's for, research purposes or riot control. So we'll go over that as well when we get back after this quick break. Long segment coming up. We're going to get to Cullen, Jim, John, Patrick, and many others that are patiently holding 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget, Infowars.com. Click on the listen page, and there is the free podcast right there on the site at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Subscribe to the free podcast. I'm going to make that easier to find. It's kind of hard to find right now.
Lead a superior life by drinking Superior Life brand ionized water. A couple of soft drinks each day, a few slices of pizza, last night's cheeseburgers. These acidic foods will make you tired, overweight, and cause numerous negative health problems in the short and long term. An acidic environment is created in the body, causing fuzzy memory and that all-day low-energy feeling. These are the early signs of your body telling you that it's not getting the proper care it needs. We are truly a junk food nation. Drinking ionized water will help you drop the weight, feel better, actually become hydrated, and can improve the quality of your life. It's all about the pH. Disease cannot thrive in an alkaline body. What can a Life brand water ionizer do for you? Call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601. Or visit us at SuperiorLifeWater.com. That's SuperiorLifeWater.com. What's in your water?
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired. Your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutraMedical.com. Anti-AgeMax uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-AgeMax with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Dr. Bill's Anti-Age Max is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I want to blitz through your calls, because I want to get into what the military recruiters are doing to our young people. I want to get into Pelosi and the one-child policy and the rest of it. Right now, let's go to Jim in West Virginia. You're on the air, Jim. Welcome.
Yeah, here's more property seizure. It's just about as bad, if not worse than anything else. You want to wake up your favorite yuppie? Do a program on the International Property Maintenance Code. It's actually the International Property Seizure Code.
And that's under, and that's why you think you got local government, but internationally they set the code on how to steal property, how to take over, how to fine and feed people for 3-inch grass. That's all internationally written up through zoning. Go ahead.
Yes, it's in black and white. It's the second biggest financial scam in U.S. history. It's about 5 times bigger than the banker bailout. It's hidden in plain sight for years. International Property Maintenance Code. Download
that's
it.
All under, that's all under Agenda 21. The U.N. people say it doesn't have any power. It's like the Queen of England doesn't have any power.
Yep.
But what they do is they set global policy, like when Bush signed back on to UNESCO. That put our schools publicly under U.N. curriculum. Go ahead.
Download it, read it, I can fast forward you on it, I can leave my phone number off air. And there's a deeper, this is collateralization, grabbing real estate. Eminent domain pales besides the IPMC. International.
Well, that's because when they bankrupt a nation, they forcibly take the land, so they've got to assess it and bring in the predatory rules, so under color of law they can do it. Tell folks briefly about it.
Okay, real quick, like the code official is a sole interpreter the code. Anything the code official says, every day that an infraction occurs, a separate mandatory misdemeanor. Anything the code official says is not in good working order, bam, it's $500,000 a day and or a month in jail for every day this occurs. Anything the code official says...
Now, let's stop there. They passed these illegal criminal predatory rules. Now, they're slowly getting you ready for it, where you hear about cities where they do home inspections every month to make sure the inside of the house you supposedly own is in order, or three-inch grass, $2,000 a day fines. They're now phasing these in on everybody. And again, it's all done through maritime. It's all done through administrative law. It's done, and there's no recourse. It's just total fraud. Go ahead.
It is not a law which is passed by legislature signed by a chief executive officer. It is a code.
And this is the code that regional government will use to control people. That's why they set up these regional governments where five, six counties are together, three, four states are together. In these FEMA regions, they then instruct the cities what to do. Go ahead.
It is a code that is adopted by a jurisdiction, and they can prevent you from entering your house. Hey, also, anything the code official says is an unsanitary condition, dog droppings, puddles, anything he says is a noxious weed, define noxious weed. Now, I did a show with Jerry Brownfield, got more reaction than anything he'd done in 20 or 30 years, about 2.5 years ago.
What's your name?
Jim.
Jim, I'm familiar with what you're talking about. It's all Agenda 21, but you sound articulate. Maybe you should be a guest. Email Aaron with two A's and Infowars.com. Obviously, we have to have a guest with their full name. Send me links to the code you want to cover. I've seen it, but sounds like you're really an expert on this particular area. Perhaps we'll have you on as a guest.
I got hit with it. Yeah, believe me, you're left with a house in the landfill. You're left with insane fines, the demolition costs, and the mortgage payment. I'll leave you my phone number up here.
But I mean, I was interrupting. Briefly explain what this is.
Raw property seizure. Okay, the code official, sole interpreter, forget judicial, anything. Without action, court action, or notice, they can prevent you from entering your home, tear your house down, send you the demolition bill. Period.
And that's what they did in New London, the people that wouldn't sell their houses for nothing.
Well, it's statewide in six states. Texas is one of them. Okay?
Yeah, I had the Gore family on, who owned Western Seafood since 1942. This is a company that's been making $15 million on average a year profit. Big company, wealthy family. The heir to Mobile Fortune wanted to build a thing for his yacht there, so they just took it.
Oh, yeah.
It was in the paper. It said, that, well, he wants it for a yacht. We're taking it.
They're beta testing it right now.
My point, is they're beta testing it. My God. And the cops are like, it's the law. We're coming to your house. If you don't leave, we're going to machine gun you. How does the CPS take your children with no law or no due process or no sworn evidence? It's all these new fake courts. It's bull.
This will wake up the yuppies. Every homeowner, every real estate owner, every renter, everybody. International Property Maintenance Code. Four words. Google it. You can get the 2003 version PDF format. Download it. Read it. It's
Jim, shocking. How did this happen to you?
I'll tell you what. They came after me over six bags of grass clippings and a dented gutter. Our house is not a dump. There were 150 flowering species in our front yard. My wife uses the mulch, the grass clippings for mulch, bags of grass clippings. I had a dented gutter. They were going to put me in jail 2 months and or $1,100 of fines over six bags of grass clippings and a dented gutter. Okay.
Well, you've heard the reports about them SWAT teaming people for tall grass.
Yeah, well, that was one time they were threatening to cite me for a shovel handle visible above the porch railing. Now, I beat it only because I contacted 200 mainstream media outlets, local newspaper editor I'd known since we were in high school together. Nobody helped me. Finally, Derry Brownfield helped me. We did a show on July 14th, 2006. Ed from Michigan calls in. They said, yeah, they got my house. You want to hear a horror story? East St. Clair Shores, Michigan, I think. He said, they took my house down. My son was in cuffs. When I came home, they wouldn't let us in a house. They tore the house down, our possessions in it. And, so it's a horror story. But it will wake up the yuppies. But now, I got lucky because I sat there after I got all this garbage going. I promised Derry that I'd give out names, addresses, phone numbers. Depending on how they handle it, well, the city backed off.
Yeah, it's totally criminal. I knew it was in Texas because I remember back in 95, 96, I mean, somebody would have grass that tall, but the city wanted their land, and they always pick old people. After you've been in the hospital, it's in the health department, and they enter that you're sick, and they know you've got colon cancer or whatever. That's when they hit.
Yeah.
And they try to give it him $2,000. I mean, think of how predatory that is that they wait, because I saw the cases. It's always an old person, at least it was in Austin, and then they put $2,000 a day fines. By the time the person fights it a few weeks later, they take them to court. Then they take the land. The police come and throw them out on the street, throw all their stuff out, and the city takes it, and then bureaucrats move in. A lot of times they sell it, but it's the... Did you see me a week ago when I covered how they're throwing old people out of their houses and then the bureaucrats move into them?
I was listening.
I mean, that's mainstream. I mean, criminals are in government. Criminals are running everything.
Well, I tell you what. I've had the FBI out here. I have had a message from the governor within about a few hours of the time which I did the radio show, and it doesn't air in West Virginia, only shortwave. I've had all kinds of interesting things happen to me ever since, but this is a hot target. But I'm not kidding you. It sounds so benign. International Property Maintenance Code. If you want to know what your government is all about, it's one of our founding fathers said, government is always about stealing property, taking people from property in foreign wars, and taking property from people domestically. I can't remember any Federalist Papers or something, but the bottom line is very simply, if you want to know what your government is all about, if you're still living in denial, read the International Property Maintenance Code.
Well, if you're in denial, read Section 802 of the Patriot Act. It says all misdemeanors are acts of terrorism, and then I hold the articles up where they're charging people for terrorism for marijuana.
Absolutely. So the bottom line is if you're in denial, read it and weep. Get a lawyer to read it. I don't care. It's very simple.
I hear you. Sir, yeah. Send me your name, your info, your background, some news articles about it, because we always have to vet everybody. But I'm aware of what you're talking about. We'll have you on. Thank you. You see, that's why the Supreme Court ruled 2 weeks ago there's no more Fourth Amendment. They have to get in line with the Patriot Act. That's why they passed the Patriot Act, to get in line with Agenda 21. And one part of it is this international agreement on zoning. Sounds benign. It's what he was just talking about, the international property management system. And there's several that nexus together. There's several that people, and it's all UN created. And it says you own nothing. It's what Stalin used to get people off their land. And then you read the New London, Connecticut, New London Kelo decision, and it says that. Now, I want to go ahead and get into the Army right now. Now, they have brought in to all of the major public schools Obama Day, Obama curriculum, worshiping Obama, also having the military in the schools. So I wanted to play this video clip from CBS so we can analyze it. It's far worse than this. This is Katie Couric covering it, where they then tell the children, it's the law, you've got to sign up with the military or I'll have you arrested. And then the guy that did this, in one of the cases, he was promoted to one of the national directors in one of these reports. So a year after they're threatened to arrest people, it turns out that's the policy. It's all color of law, and they promote the guys that get in trouble. So here it is.
Houston reveals some recruiters have resorted to bullying tactics in order to keep their numbers up. David Martin at the Pentagon has the story.
From NASCAR to bull riding, Army recruiters are pulling out all the stops to meet their quotas. But one recruiter was caught in a tape-recorded phone call doing it with threats.
And guess what? You're AWOL, absence without leave.
According to the report by CBS affiliate KHOU in Houston, Irving Gonzalez signed a non-binding contract that left him free to change his mind about joining the Army up to the moment he reported for basic training, which is exactly what he did.
I'd rather just stay here, go to college.
But listen to what his recruiter, Sergeant Glenn Marquette, told him would happen.
As soon as you get pulled over for a speeding ticket, they're going to see that you're a deserter. Then they're going to apprehend you, take you to jail. So guess what? All that lovey-dovey, I want to go to college and all this, guess what? You just throw it out the window because you just screwed your life.
Not only is none of that true, it also violates regulations against threatening recruits. 17-year-old Eric Martinez says he was told the same thing when he changed his mind.
You can go to jail, put a warrant out for you, and you spend your time in jail instead of
home. That's enough.
Sergeant,
that's enough. It's 100 times worse. And if you go track this case, this is a few years ago, it's worse out of Denver and other places. They get them to sign the form in the principal's office. When you get in trouble, they call you in because they now have recruiting stations in the schools, and they're on the playground with them, and they're at the football games, and they go, you got in that fist fight, you're going to go to jail for that. There's a police officer out there to arrest you right now. Or you sign this form agreeing to go to the Army. But because they can't have them sign a binding form till they're at age, because they're a minor, it's a trick form, then once they sign the form agreeing tentatively to think about it, then they say, I'm going to arrest you if you don't sign that. And everybody I know has been told this. Now, that's the stick. They have the carrot $40,000 signing bonus. But here's the deal. They bait and switch and don't give you the money. Because it's a criminal group. The government is criminal. You can say some of the troops aren't criminal, but the system itself is a... Look, they lie and say you got to take vaccines and there's no law. They're a pack of criminal scum. The schools are there to take your children from you. Do you understand? Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store. Storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
So for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, here's what they're sending the young people. It's got all the ranks and all the little medals they're going to get. Napoleon made jokes about how people give up their lives just for these little pieces of fabric and metal. And it's a great thing to fight for your country if it's being invaded or attacked. But they teach you No, you can't defend yourself. No, you can't own firearms. That's bad. Only join here. Oh, look, football. It's so much fun in the free calendar. Meanwhile, they lie and terrorize them and tell them they're going to be arrested if they don't join this thing that openly works for the offshore banks and taking over third world countries and now to patrol and police the American people inside the United States. So all the adventure you're going to have, no, really, you're going to be injected with a bunch of cancer viruses. Never forget when I premiered Endgame in Austin, one of Rick Perry's top people, his media director, shows up to see Endgame, knowing Rick Perry was in it, and he said, oh, I'm a big fan. I want you to know when I worked as a medic at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, they brought in all these special forces guys from Bragg. They gave them shots, and 2 days later they were all dead, and they had us pull everything out and dump bleach on it and screen it. Oh, yeah. That's what the government thinks of you, okay? That's what the government, but you still work for the government. You still trust the government. You still, you know, they know all this stuff is true, but they're still compartmentalized. This isn't a government. This is a criminal group. Oh, but look, it'll be teamwork. You'll do a great job. You'll be part of something exciting and fun. This isn't our government. This isn't our military. This works for the bankers that have stolen trillions and trillions of dollars from us that are bankrupting the nation. I forgot to get it during the break. I'm going to get the magazine cover that... Oh, look, you'll get all this great technology experience, and it's just going to be wonderful for you. You're going to work as a team with Chinooks picking up Humvees in the battlefield. You're going to climb mountains. You're going to rock climb. You know, they know that's fun for the kids. NASCAR. You're going to be involved with NASCAR. It's going to be great. Women, you're going to be flying helicopters. You're going to be out on the jungle gym having fun. You're going to be out there in the commando like war paint on, fighting Al-Qaeda. But then if you find out it's all a fraud like Pat Tillman, they're going to kill you and cover it up. Your buddies are going to kill you. They're going to frag you. Because he's going to come home and speak out against the war, and it's time to die. Let's go back to the calls here. Let's talk to Cullen in Florida. Cullen, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I think you do great work. I see all your stuff. My favorite part in all your movies is when you confronted Gergen. But anyway, this call concerns last Thursday when Joe Rogan was on. I listened to your show, and you guys were having an interchange about corruption and the usual stuff. And then he said something like, what if the Anunnaki come to the Earth or something weird like that? So I stopped I listened online. I stopped it. I Googled Anunnaki, and I spent 3 days pulling my hair out about this. Bottom line is, have you seen the 2012 preview, the movie 2012 that's coming out by Emmerich?
Yeah, where the Earth's basically destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the tidal wave or whatever. The preview is this really ominous thing. This guy in the mountains, it looks like the Himalayas, a wave's coming over the mountains. But in any case, I stumbled onto a couple sites that, you know, I got through all the alien crap, and I stumbled onto a couple sites that believe that the South Pole Telescope that was built last year was to track this object that's going to come through our solar system and mess up Earth's gravity, and the world governments know it, and they've been...
Make a pole shift. Yeah, no, no.
Let me appreciate it. I want to hear your comment. But all the movies since 83, and if you look at Emmerich, all the movies he's made are these doomsday sort of Noah's Ark movies, like The Day After Tomorrow he made as well. And it's to confuse the public. This is their premise, and I want to get your comment on it, is mm-hmm. to confuse the public so that when something like that happens, you know, they can stage an alien invasion. They can stage all the stuff that we've been conditioned to see in
movies.
Yeah,
Project Bluebeam.
Okay, so what do you think? I mean, what do you think about the South Pole Telescope? Have you looked at it? Apparently, there's a couple of YouTube videos of some pictures leaked. And look, I can't say whether it's true or not. I'm just saying it freaked me out. So have you taken a look at that at all?
Let me comment on it. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Yeah, look, giant Homeland Security blimps publicly launched 5 years ago. The news, CNN, Larry King Live, ABC, they show them and say, we don't know what it is. The government won't say what it is. It's probably aliens. It's a blimp with the rudders, with the fins, with the pods surveilling the public. It's a lot cheaper than satellites. They can put them up there and have them sit at 100,000 feet above the jet streams off solar power and scan you and track you and everything you're doing. You know, what does it have to do with the Anunnaki? Well, the media knows those are blimps. Why are they hyping them up as UFOs? Because they want to hype this. So certainly Hollywood and the day after tomorrow and the day the earth stood still, it's all about doomsday, destruction, aliens coming. And so when we come back, I'll briefly finish up my comment about what's really behind that. And then we'll go back to your calls, and I'm going to get into some of the news I haven't got to yet. Then we'll go back to your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle. Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a curtain.
Listeners are mailing us clippings of Obama being the savior, saving us. He's saving the Bill of Rights. He's saving the Constitution from Bush. It's all torn up in pieces. He's putting it back together. We've seen that hundreds of times. Look at this. The new global elite. I showed this about 2 weeks ago. Special double issue of Newsweek. And I wanted to zoom in on this because we were analyzing this closer last night. And everything is 666. They'll show three things by three things over and over and over again. And he's got a crown on. There's all this mind control, Illuminati symbolism on here. Down here, again, they'll repeat something three times and have it by three times and have it by three times and until it forms 666, which is all this Kabbalah stuff. And what this is in Kabbalah, they will, and it's in a lot of other weird mysticism religions, they will draw things. They believe by showing it or showing the numbers or showing a, you know, drawing a picture, and then like it's like a prayer that it makes it happen. And again, we told you over a decade ago that Madonna was doing Kabbalah rituals in her concerts, and now for about 3 years she's been admitting that for over a decade she's been doing that. So you can laugh at this all day. This is saying the world government, the world elite, it lists all these world elite around him, are giving all their power unto the beast. And I'm not saying he's the Antichrist. I'm saying that's what they believe they're doing. Okay, now answering the last guy's question, I'm going to go through some more of these Obama magazine covers and then some other news and your calls. To answer his question, Christians thought that Hitler was the Antichrist in Europe, so they stood down to him. The Seventh-day Adventists, the Jehovah's Witnesses, even some of the Baptists, but they weren't so much into the whole this is the end of the world thing at that time. Those groups were. They went, and I'm not bashing any of these groups. The point is they went along with it and didn't fight back because they thought that it was the end of the world. And so that's kind of a cop-out in the New World Order version of Christianity to say, well, the rapture is going to happen. Nothing, you know, praise God they're calling for microchips in world government because that means we're about to be teleported out of here. It's ridiculous. It's not in the Bible. Okay? You know, it says that the beast wages war on the saints and overcomes them. The saints go through the tribulation. But if you don't believe in that, you know, that's your issue. The point is that what they push isn't real Christianity. Now, it's the same thing with Planet X. I remember in 1999, everybody got mad at me. I said Planet X wasn't real. It wasn't coming. It wasn't going to kill us. And then I predicted the guy writing the book about it. He said it was coming in 2002. I said, watch, he'll claim that the Gregorian calendar was wrong, and now it's a year later. And exactly what I predicted he did. And then they said, oh, it's still coming. And then people asked me, what about Planet X? What about the Anunnaki? It's coming through our solar system. Do planets come through? Do planetoids come through? Do giant asteroids hit the Earth? Does it cause massive calamities? Is this stuff, you know, yes, but are they setting the date? You know, and then you've got the Mayans. If you really study what they said, when the Aztecs, in that part of the Mayan culture, who were in power, because it's a Mayan culture with just different tribes, they just said that 2012 was the end of an age and the startup of a new one. Okay? And that's in their own text. So this whole thing about the world ending, but the globalists love that. They love that idea because then people say, oh, screw what's happening with the economy or the banks or the world order. Why should I fight back? 2012, it all ends anyways. Now, I said I was going to make a JFK film. We've been working on it for 3 years. It's suspended again for the Obama film, then it's suspended again for a 2012 film I'm making. That's my next film. I'm going to rush it out at light speed after Obama so that I can explain that 2012 is a fraud and a lie, but that major crises are going to be happening up until that point and after. Okay? So we're going to make a 2012 film. It's happening. It's in the works. Been in the works for years. I kind of got off on this track last year of I want to be cinema verite. I want to make a cinema verite film, and I did, and it's a great film. It's the most, quote, entertaining, good to watch, like mainstream, you know, movie. Truth Rising is excellent, and it was kind of like, oh, as a filmmaker, I want to do this. I don't have time to do that. The JFK will be a cinema verite, but and it'll end up coming out. It's just more important to hit these issues right now. By the way, the trailer for the Obama deception, my new film, it comes out March 15th. Normally we make a film in about 6 months, 7 months. We're making this one in 3 months. We've been working on it the last month and a half and doing some research before that, but over the last 4 months. But we're doing this in a accelerated program here on top of everything else we're doing because we know the time is short. The enemy's moving against humanity. The enemy knows the time is short, and we're doing that. But there's your answer. I don't get into aliens and stuff like that. Is their government programmed to have a fake alien landing? Yeah, that's declassified. Are they hyping it up in the culture? Clearly. And I, you know, talk about that from time to time. I cover what I can prove. There is 666 all over this. This is Kabbalah. He is wearing a crown. It is saying global government with both hemispheres. This is like Church of the Subgenius Illuminati artwork. Yeah, that's what this is. And all this other stuff. 44, which is a big Kabbalah number. Also in the German runes, in the Norse system, that's one of the most powerful numbers. That and 88. Same thing with the Chinese. There's Obama. Going to save us. Hundreds of magazines saying this. People are mailing us. 2009 inauguration special. America's Hope, Barack Obama. How he will change our world. What he's going to do for you. If you turn over yourself and your soul and your mind and your thinking process, they're saying just do what he says, he'll fix it. Don't worry about that. Look at this Parade magazine. What I want for you and every child, a letter to my daughter. So it's like he's talking to his children, but also all of the other children. He's their father. He's our father. And it's all how we're part of his family. I mean, they didn't do stuff like this for Bush. The full beast system, the full New World Order system, is putting their power behind him right now. Here's the gay magazine, The Advocate. What will he do for you first? What will he do for you first? And I should have marked it. We're putting this in the film. It talks about austerity movement, austerity chic, and how not having money is going to be a great thing in the new Obama thing, and how we've all lived too good and it's been bad for the earth. Austerity chic, and how it's chic, it's stylish. How novelist and performance artist Mike Albo gets by in lean times. And then it just goes through that. Okay. Here is the classic fascist colors, and I've seen Mussolini posters, Hitler posters, Mao posters, Marx posters, Fidel Castro posters, the same coloration. And even 3 weeks ago, the Washington Post did an article admitting that they're using fascist and communist overtones and nomenclature, but said it's for the good of America. And earlier in the show, I talked about how, well, a caller brought up the point that he told all his conservative friends, don't worry about Obama, you're going to like him. He's acting like an ultra-liberal. The guy's going to increase the wars, the police state, all of it. And then now he's come out on national television and said, well, that was all campaign rhetoric. I agree with Cheney. I need to do what he did. I need the new presidential powers that they claimed they had that I had said was, you know, improper power or tyranny, because I do need these powers to fix things. And then here's Newsweek. What would Dick do? Why Obama may soon find virtue in Cheney's vision of power. And that's been the talking point by Cheney and others. And then it's Obama. You know, he doesn't like Cheney, but he's realizing here that he's got to do it. Oh, he doesn't like it. But there he is signing some order and realizing he's got to do it. So, classic propaganda there. Now, I want to get to these articles and then your calls for everybody that's holding. In Japan, where they have a 1.3, 1.4, depending on which year it is, population growth. For every two people, on average, they have about 1.2, 1.3, 1.4. It varies every year, but dropping. Italy's the same way, Germany, England. If it wasn't for the immigrant populations coming in, they wouldn't even have the numbers to do the basic jobs. And the immigrants come in to, you know, pay taxes and things to pay for the people that are retiring on their pensions. Same thing here with the baby boomers starting retirement this year. Well, they're talking about 70, 80 million people in the next 5 years going, you know, on retirement. Workers urged to go home and multiply. Same thing's going on in Russia. They've got a 1.3 population growth. In fact, I want to get the exact numbers. I haven't looked at them in about a year. Pull up world population growth numbers, and it'll pull up an encyclopedia online. You can see the latest numbers. We'll test this on air and see if my memory serves right. I believe Japan's 1.3, but it fluctuates. Workers urged, go home and multiply. Even before one reaches the front door of Canon's headquarters in Tokyo, one can sense the virtual stampede of employees pouring out of the building at exactly 5:30 p.m. And it goes on to say they're being told, go home, have babies. You know, they're going to get money. They're going to get incentives. Oh, here it is in the article. As I mentioned this earlier, I haven't read this article yet, they ran into me. It says at 1.34, so at 1.3, as I said, it's there in the fifth paragraph, at 1.34, so I said 1.3, see, a birth rate is well below 2.0 needed to maintain Japan's population, according to the country's Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare. Indigenous Americans, whether you're Hispanic, black, white, meaning your grandparents were born here, you know, not immigrant families, I believe the United States is 1.7. Now, we're 2.2 if you count the 30-plus million illegal aliens brought in the last decade. It's called the death of the West. So there's that. Now, what is Nancy Pelosi saying about the United States? Put that up on screen for folks. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi boldly defended a move to add birth control funding to the new economic stimulus package, claiming contraception will reduce costs to the states and the federal government. What do you think the HPV shot is? Pelosi, the mother of five children and six grandchildren, who once said nothing in my life will ever compare to being a mom, and it doesn't. Being a parent is just magic. Seemed to imply babies are somehow a burden to the Treasury. See, America's done for, folks. We're slated for termination. And what do you hear Ted Turner and all of them saying? Same thing. Fox News, I have a clip of it in Endgame, saying babies are bad for the earth or carbon footprint. You know, we should only have one baby. We need to tax some people that have more than one baby. The revelation came during an exchange Sunday morning on ABC's This Week. Stephanopoulos, hundreds of millions of dollars to expand family planning services. How is that stimulus? That means abortion, folks. Pelosi, what did he sign for Africa and China? Forced abortion in China. That's the liberalism. Less black babies. Well, the family planning services reduce costs. They reduce costs. The states are in terrible financial budget crisis, and part of what we do for children's health is education. Some of those elements are to help the states meet their financial needs. One of those, on the initiatives you mentioned, the contraception will reduce costs to the states and the federal government. Stephanopoulos, so, no apologies for that. Pelosi, no apologies, no. We have to deal with the consequences of the downturn in our economy developing. So, abortion. Less babies. She says, less babies is good, more babies bad, abortion good. As if we don't need new people in the workforce to pay for the baby boom after World War II, and 60 to 80 million, depending on how you look at the numbers, in the next 6 to 10 years leaving the workforce. They're going to replace those with third world populations. They don't like America. You understand that? They don't like whites, blacks. They don't like indigenous people. By indigenous, that have been here for hundreds of years. So, and it's just everywhere. But in Japan, it's the opposite. Now, under the communists, they had these policies in Russia. Did you guys find a national list of world population growth rates? That will find it. Now, I was right. It was 1.3 this year, or last year. But again, I go off these numbers from my mind. They aren't always 100%. That's why you got to check them. And that's why I play this little game on air where I check what I'm saying, because it had been a couple years since I'd seen population numbers and I was right. That does not mean I'm always right. Oh, you found them. Okay, let me see. The regions, world, Africa, Asia, Europe, Latin America, Caribbean, North America, Oceania, that's England, and Ireland, Greenland, and Iceland. This is broken down in different ways. I want to see the, now this is population growths. Here's one. Right over here, this graph shows Europe, the United States, everybody going down. This is a good one. Look at Europe going way down. England going down. And remember, there's immigrants flooding these nations, so these are cooked numbers. It would actually go way down, you know, like a rainbow or a hump. Asia going way down. The world growth rate has gone, the speed of the growth has gone way down. This is going to plane off at about 8.5 billion, all the different studies show. I'm still trying to find one that just shows the basic. Maybe that's not the term to search. What's the term they use? At 1.3, well below the needed to maintain Japan's population. That doesn't matter. We'll find those. You can pull those up for yourself. The point is that the best places in Europe have 1.5. Some of them have 1.2, 1.3. Same thing in Japan. And then people are aborting most of the girls in China, so they have hundreds of millions more boys, and they tell them in public service announcements, immigrate to Africa, immigrate to the U.S., immigrate to Israel, immigrate to other countries and go get their women. Now, it's not that I'm even saying Chinese men shouldn't be able to go around and find a wife, whatever color they want. The point is their government's advertising, you're not getting a woman here. Go colonize the planet, and that's part of their takeover plan. I mean, literally, just to get women. And their social engineers knew that. One reason the Vikings would come to England was to grab the women. So, I mean, it's the same deal over and over and over and over and over and over again. I just hope everybody will visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now, because Obama is bringing in a eugenics agenda. Taxes and fines and fees and regulations and shutting down family farms and ranches. You go, how's that going to shut them down? if you've got $1,000 a day fine, if your cow dies or runs off or gets hit by a car, they get out, and you don't immediately file by computer and pay a fine, a fee to be able to do that, to tell them your cow died, you get $1,000 a day fine when they find out your cow got struck by lightning and the coyotes ate it. I mean, cows get killed all the time. Well, they just get sick and fall over dead. Sometimes you leave some plastic out, cows will eat it, gets in their stomach, and they die. $1,000 a day fines, $20 little ring that goes around the chicken. You can't sell the chicken for $5 wholesale, but you got a $20 ring around its neck or on its wing under the Animal ID Act. It shuts you down. But guess who's exempt? Tyson, who helped write the Animal ID law. They don't have those costs. So they can wholesale, sell their chickens for $2 or $3. Your chicken's going to cost $25 when you sell it. Nobody's going to buy from you. Meanwhile, they got SWAT teams raiding people all over the country selling eggs and milk and cheese, the Amish, the Mennonites, and private people out there living. I mean, this is an attack on everybody. Carbon taxes on everything you do, everything you sell, on life itself with a cashless society grid with a new national sales tax they're going to push, which then tracks all your purchases and what you do, because it's going to be a fair sales tax that's graduated where, and that's in quotes when I say fair, where people who have low incomes won't have to pay the sales tax. But you'll still have to swipe the card to show that you, A, deserve to be in the lower bracket and don't have side jobs. They'll know if you've got too much money that you're not in the right tax bracket or that you're working in the black market. This is all about micromanaging, social engineering, everything you do, every facet of your life. Take a bunch of calls in the final segment. The new trailer is up on InfoWars.com for the Obama deception.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call
they railed against the crowd.
promised to go to these callers, so we're going to go into about 10 minutes of overdrive. Guys, punch up the Austin Command Center phone number so I can give it to people, please. And John, Patrick, Nate, Craig, Tom, and Patrick in the UK, that's going to be it. Because there's a bunch of other news I need to get to. You know, talking about how they're domesticating us, institutionalizing us. In England, if somebody breaks in your house and is stabbing you, and you push them out a window or beat their brains out with a baseball bat, you are charged. And then they sue you and win money. Again, they don't want you defending yourself. They're announcing they're not going to let the British Coast Guard go out and save people now if it's dangerous for them. They have to fill out a 30-minute form, it's said to take, about where they're going, what the weather is before they're... See, again, it's about nobody can protect themselves except the deadly SWAT teams, the paramilitary police. They get more violent and out of control. We're all domesticated, including other people. They're talking about disarming most police, by the way, here in the U.S., where only the special paramilitaries are armed. And they're totally vicious. Look at this. You know, they've banned dodgeball and tag and running at recess, saying it's violent. Unapologetic coach, 100-0 win, fired from school. The coach of a Texas high school basketball team, beat another team 100-0, was fired Sunday, the same day he sent an email to the newspaper saying he will not apologize for a wide margin victory. See, now they're talking about not allowing scores. Not allowing, that's socialism. You see, they want to control people that are upwardly mobile, ladies and gentlemen. This is the control system that we're talking about here. And again, I just want to plug for everybody one more time. The new Obama Deception trailer is up. March 15th, it's coming out. And I just picked that date, saying it was the middle of the month, sounded like a good day. And then Aaron goes, you know, because he looked it up, that's the Ides of March. I said, well, this is saying we want to end the tyranny, but peacefully, you know, kill the idea of socialism, communism, but peacefully. And then I was just informed it's Zeitgeist's E-Day. No intention to do that, but it doesn't matter. It's a good date, though. A lot of people, I guess, picked it for things. So the film, The Obama Deception, is coming out March 15th. Before I start taking calls before the show ends, the number for the listeners that are holding right now at Genesis, we're going to turn the phone system on right now. Just the callers that are holding, John, Patrick, Nate, Craig, and Tom. I'll go to you in overdrive just for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and InfoWars stream listeners so we at least get to you. Now, the number is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Now, before I end the show, I do want to just briefly tell you about Ecola Blue. And again, it's just an amazing atmospheric water generator system. It grabs 7.5 gallons on average a day out of the air. We have one here in the office, back in the back office, and it's getting about 2 gallons a day because it's only 20% humidity in here. We had it at the other office, had 40% humidity on average, and it would fill up. You know, it would do more than 7 gallons a day. The point is, it's an amazing system. They have bigger units if you want that. The best place to put it is like your back porch where it doesn't get rained on, but where it has higher humidity. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH, and it goes through 7 filters inside. Reverse osmosis, taste and odor removal, UV light, on and on and on. Antibacterial filter. Also, the machine comes in colors red, black, white, green, silver, and blue. We have a black one here at the office. I have a black one at home. 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044, EcolaBlue.com, E-C-O-L-O, blue.com. Check it out today. And please continue to support us. Buy the books and videos, not just because of the best films out there that we produce. We carry all the other great films as well. The best stuff out there we carry, our stuff and others, at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. We had an important broadcast today, covered a lot of issues, took a lot of phone calls, and for everybody on the AM and FM dial, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 3 Central, or on stations that re-air us throughout the evening and the morning. But for everybody on the internet streams, the show restarts now at InfoWars.com. We'll be live continually at those exclusive free audio streams right now at InfoWars.com and streaming for PrisonPlanet.tv members to take your phone calls as we go into overdrive. Great job to the crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.